Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Monday, July 28th. I'm Ala Kuziz. 45 years ago, sheet metal apprentices in the St. Louis area built a scale model of the SS Admiral to honor their craft and the city's history. Now, retirees are working to bring that model back to life.
This is what we do. We know how to restore things.
You'll hear more on that project coming up after this news on The Gateway. Union workers have moved closer to a strike at Boeing plants in St. Louis, St. Charles, and Muskoka, Illinois. More than 3,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers rejected Boeing's latest contract offer hours before the current contract was due to expire. Union reps said they'll observe a 7-day, quote, cooling off period before calling for any strike. Missouri Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver is blasting an effort to revamp the state's congressional map to draw him out of a job. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on a GOP plan that has national implications.
Cleaver is the target of a Trump-led effort to overhaul the Missouri congressional map this fall and transform the Kansas City-based 5th District into a more Republican-leaning seat. This comes as the president is urging states like Texas to redraw districts ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Cleaver says he hopes Missouri lawmakers ignore Trump's push.
This is going to ignite a bloody mess in our country, and we have enough of it.
Missouri lawmakers had a chance to divide Kansas City among 3 congressional districts in 2022, but they decided not to over concerns that it could backfire and create more Democratic seats. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley wants to allow lawsuits against technology companies for using copyrighted material to train AI models. Hawley's legislation would allow people to sue if companies take their text, music, or images to develop AI systems without their permission. The Republican senator says the bill would prompt huge companies to pay creators for their content. But Santa Clara University professor Edward Lee said in a recent Senate committee hearing that Hawley's bill is premature when litigation on the topic is moving through the courts.
I think the best approach is for Congress to wait and see how other district courts, the courts of appeals, and potentially the United States Supreme Court resolves these difficult issues.
Hawley filed his bill last week with Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. Sonia Jenkins Gray is turning down a job with the City of St. Louis Sheriff's Office following backlash from the governor. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery appointed Jenkins Gray last week as his office's next chief human resource officer. But Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe called the move a conflict of interest. Kehoe tapped Jenkins Gray to fill a seat on the St. Louis Police Board. In a statement, Jenkins Gray says she's committed to serving St. Louis as a member of the police board, adding, quote, strengthening the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department and supporting the men and women who serve remains a top priority for me. In March, former St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones fired Jenkins Gray as the city's personnel director. Starting today, the Illinois Department of Transportation is seeking feedback on the proposal to build a rural expressway from the Metro East to Southern Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the feedback is the latest effort to make the Southwest Connector a reality.
IDOT says it wants to hear from Illinoisans in the southern and southwest parts of the state to better inform the highway corridor that will run from Waterloo near the Metro East to Murfreesboro in the southern tip. Carrie Nelson is IDOT's program development engineer based in Carbondale.
We want to hear what your transportation problems are. We want to know the goals of the region. Economic development, access to health care, improved tourism, improved freight network, regional connectivity.
The feedback will be used in what's called a planning and environmental linkages study. Overall, the $6 million analysis is expected to wrap up in 2027. Illinoisans can submit their thoughts online, via email, or by mail. IDOT will take the public's feedback until August 18th. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tennessee Williams is most commonly linked with cities he went to after leaving St. Louis, where he went to high school and began his career. Organizers of the Tennessee Williams Festival St. Louis are trying to underline the local influence on the playwright. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
The festival's 10th year begins next week with a production of A Streetcar Named Desire. Williams scholar Tom Mitchell says the annual event has inspired a fresh look at the playwright's roots.
That's been one of the underlying motivations, is to either remind St. Louisans or introduce the idea. But of course, Williams grew up in the city and lived in St. Louis longer than he lived anyplace else.
Earlier this year, Mitchell edited a collection of previously unpublished short stories, many about life in St. Louis, that Williams wrote here. The festival includes panel discussions with other visiting experts, and Mitchell will lead a walking tour of sites in the Central West End that are connected to Williams. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri cattle are feeling the effects of the current heat wave. University of Missouri professor Eric Bailey is a state beef extension specialist. He says cattle tend to eat less when it stays hot for several days.
The first thing that they do is they reduce their feed consumption. So that means the less feed that goes into them, the less weight they gain, the less productive they are.
Farmers can help cattle beat the heat by giving them plenty of water and shade. He says if cows are producing milk, farmers should feed their cattle in the afternoon or in the evening. Sheet metal workers played a large role in the building of the SS Admiral, which had a long history on the St. Louis riverfront. Now, retirees of the sheet metal workers Local 36 are bringing a replica of that famous steamboat back to life. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports.
On a recent summer morning, about a half dozen men are buzzing around the union's training hall. One group is cutting sheets of metal to make sure the measurements are right. Another is welding together a chassis so the 20-foot-long model can easily be wheeled around. Local 36 built the 1/20th scale reproduction in 1980 for a regatta on the Merrimack River, says retiree Ed Hoganson.
But it would also be a project that the apprentices could work on. It really showcased our ability of what we can do as a trade.
Hoganson first saw the model when he started his apprenticeship in 1982. By that time, it was in its second act as a Labor Day parade float. A few years later, Hoganson says, Local 36 sold it to the Admiral's owners.
I think it was just a promotional thing, and at that time, you didn't know that the real Admiral was going to disappear.
The Admiral was scrapped in 2011, and the model ended up in the hands of a local collector. The union acquired it earlier this year. Hoganson says it was in terrible shape.
But, you know, this is what we do. We know how to restore things. This is going to be a museum piece.
For its final act, the model will go on display at the National Museum of Transportation in St. Louis County. Curator Kobe Ellison says it will eventually be part of a permanent exhibit about the Admiral.
Hopefully it'll be able to incorporate other things like maybe some sort of living history, you know, people telling their stories about it.
Local 36's marketing director Jake West says he hopes people also understand the level of craftsmanship that went into the model's construction and restoration.
This isn't something that's made by a computer and a factory. This is made by sheet metal workers having a flat sheet of metal, laying out all the patterns and then forming it up into the shape that it needs to be.
The metal will be on display starting next March. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.
A team from Rolla is world champions, but it's not an athletic team. It's a collection of more than 100 students at Missouri University of Science and Technology who designed and built a Mars rover. STLPR's Jonathan All reports.
Missouri S&T's rover beat out 37 other schools from 10 countries to win the title at the University Rover Challenge at the Mars Desert Research Station in Utah. The students spent the entire school year designing and building the rover named Talos. It's about the size of a small refrigerator on a chassis with 6 wheels and several appendages. Graduating senior Abby Ferking was the leader of the team. She says while the challenges were all on Earth, they mimicked the kind of work a real Mars rover would do.
They give us an open area and we have to go choose a site that looks most interesting that we think we're able to drill into and that we think might have life if we analyzed it.
Besides the science, the engineering and the mechanics of what the rover had to do were daunting. Senior Will Weidler says in addition to making its way through rugged terrain, Talos had to do very delicate things.
So that uses our arm attachment that we have on there right now. It is a little bit more ambidextrous, so we need to be able to use precise movements for our arm. So we do things like putting USB sticks into a mock lander.
While there were practical applications of science and engineering that will help the students in their careers, Abby Ferking says it was the teamwork and overcoming personal challenges that meant the most.
What will just last with me, like, as a person, and what I will look back and remember is the people I got to do it with. I've definitely learned about myself that I think I can go forth and do a lot of different work in a lot of different areas if I'm working around passionate and excited people.
This year's victory was the second for S&T, a team won for the first time in 2017. Will Weidler says that tradition helps, even though it's a new team and design every year.
A big motto for our team is the fact that we build engineers, not just rovers. Without building a new design every year, you lose that pass down of knowledge for new members and new students to actually learn.
The S&T rover is powerful enough to build careers and delicate enough to place a USB drive into a slot. But can it pick up a microphone and help a reporter with an out cue?
With an assist from the Mars rover, in Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jessica Rogan edited those pieces. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.